My bell's somewhere else, so I'll pretend I'm ringing it. Dong. There you go, that's the bell. So just sink into your breathing. And I encourage you at this point in the course to have a particular sort of technique that fits for you with the mindfulness of breathing. For some people, that would be the nostrils, really being with the breath as you breathe in and out of the nostrils. For others, it might be the belly. Or it could just be the entire body, the rhythm of the body as you breathe in and out. But I encourage you to have a method that's kind of your default. Whatever that technique or method is to you, drop into it right now and just be with the breathing. As we explore other sensations and mental states, it can all be done from the basis of this mindfulness of the breath. It's like a secure base, a place to call home. The more you drop into it, the more soothing it can become. Spacious and warm. So when we look at thoughts or emotions, we want to do it from this safe container that's really the foundation or the base. So now as we progress with this practice, just stick with your mindfulness of breathing, but as you become distracted, could be a sensation, a thought, whatever. The moment you notice you're distracted, just be with whatever is there and label it very gently. And see what happens. And then come back to the breathing. For instance, if you're distracted by a noise, you might just label it noise and then come back. you're distracted by a thought, you might label that thinking or worrying or what have you, and then come back. So one approach to this is simply to notice what happens when you become distracted. And a second approach would be to simply look and see what's there. Like, for instance, your body, you can put your attention in your body and see what sensations are occurring right now. And don't look too hard, just do it very gently and keep your anchored in the breathing. What am I experiencing in my body right now? Thoughts, you can ask yourself and look, what am I thinking right now? Or what thoughts are there? Or what am I feeling right now? And again, a label can be very helpful. Not labeling the content, but the quality. What am I feeling right now? Any time if you feel frustrated or tense in any way, just come back to the breathing and recalibrate, so to speak. There's something called prospective memory. It's planting a seed in yourself to remember something in the future. So consider ending this practice with a intention to bring mindfulness into your daily life in some ways in the next week that maybe you haven't been able to before. Maybe to bring awareness to an emotion or pattern you have. So cultivate an intention to be just a little more aware. With the recognition that that awareness will somehow serve you better. Or possibly, at the very least, give you tools that you might not have had before. And for the last few moments of this practice, just come back to your breathing and feel your body. And then gradually come back to this space, opening your eyes when you're ready. Wiggling fingers if needed, toes.